Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit. Before we get into this week's podcast episode, in fact, I think it's the first one back for the year.
This is a disclaimer, so this is serious. We are going to be talking about very typical cosmetic beauty standards in this episode.
Yeah.
And
Some listeners may find it triggering.
Yeah. If you find it triggering, just don't listen.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Nothing in this episode is intended to tell you how you should be, feel, or do in preparation to an event.
Or what is right or wrong about your body.
That is exactly right. But if you're interested to listen to what we've had done.
To our hair, teeth, nails.
Skin.
Brows.
Everything. Then you'll enjoy it and keep listening. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Happy 2022. Hello, Mrs. Mortimer Halaliku.
Hello.
Wow.
Wow. Not legally yet, because I'm going to put that off as long as I can.
Your celebrant will get it started, which is good.
Yeah.
But then you feel more stressed because they've started the process and then it's like already started.
I know.
For everybody who doesn't know and hasn't been paying attention on social, Lisa is technically not married now because we are pre-recording for her wedding, and honeymoon is coming up in 8 days.
Oh, I literally feel sick.
It's so
When does it become fun? Because the thing is, the day of, I'm going to be depressed because it's over. So I've sort of had like
What do you mean
up...
you're going to be depressed? No, you go to bed beaming on your wedding day.
I think I'll be depressed.
Nah, because you're like,
it's over.
Think of all the people who love us. We had such a nice time tonight. Okay. Everyone made me feel like I was a queen. Like that's how it feels.
The
on
next
your wedding
morning
night.
I'll be depressed.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, this episode is relevant to
anyone who has an event.
Yeah. Or like a really important event. Yeah. Like if your sister's getting married or something, it's probably equally as important.
If you're having a big birthday, like a if you're planning a big 30th, 40th, 50th, 100th bash, this is for you.
Yeah.
If you're having a renewing my vows ceremony.
Oh, fun.
If you're having a wedding ceremony. I've been thinking about the fact that I'd love to have a 10-year wedding party.
Yeah.
But is that a bit self-indulgent? Like, can you imagine as a guest being like, oh, Alex and Adrian are planning something for their 10-year wedding anniversary. It's a bit weird, but we're going to go celebrate.
Yeah, and like, if you're paying for my food, like, I'm there and I'm loving it. I also do think, like, you must really love each other to bother to do that, which I think is nice. Anywho, let's move into the timeline. We're talking wedding prep.
Yes. Take us back to the beginning, like, back to the first things that someone would need to think about in advance for their wedding. Short of like you've got black hair and you're planning to go blonde, which I would say like maybe start that as far out as you can.
Oh God, just don't do that.
So many subtle bleaching sessions.
Yeah. So I would say a year to 9 months out is when you're going to start. So probably around the same time as dress shopping.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is where you are looking at tweakments. Of course, this is not a compulsory step.
We need to preface this whole episode with you are beautiful, no matter how you want to get married, and you don't need to do any of this. And Lisa is the queen of excess.
Excuse me. I'm going to do my own damn fingernails and toenails. I am a modern day casual bride with two wedding dresses and a face full of Botox. Okay, so you're actually totally right about hair though, because I reckon I started growing my hair a year and a half out almost. Yeah. A year out. Well, now it's been like 2.5 years, who knows?
How and long I did again? The same. I got engaged and I was blonde when I got engaged and I thought I'm gonna be brunette for my wedding day. Which obviously isn't very difficult to achieve, but you do have to grow the blonde out if you want to be a natural colour. So it was a process.
It is important to think about hair. And I will say a lot of brunettes like randomly 4 weeks before their wedding get highlights because like their hairstylist has said it will look good for like the texture in the bun. And like, don't do that
4 weeks away. No,
no, no, no. If you're thinking a year out that you want an updo for your hair, like before your trial, start thinking, am I going to be so concerned that I want to see the texture in my updo? And should I get some baby lights done now and maintain them? Because if you don't like them, you can sort of work
fix
with them.
Mm.
So, yes, hair color important, hair length important. I also, I don't know why everyone grows their hair for their wedding. It's a bit weird, right? But
I was going to say, did you not?
I did, but that's because I frequently like my hair up, but I also like my hair shortish. So it's like, yeah, I have to grow it so that it can get up because I didn't want to wear it out.
Yeah.
So that was my dilemma. It was like, I don't like long hair on myself, but I need it to be long to get in a bun.
Yes.
So you got to think about things. Even though I hate how I look, I like how it looks up. It's a whole thing.
Will you go a big chop then when you're done? Do you think?
I've grown to like the fact that it's heavy enough that it like...
does things.
Can do things. Mm. I really don't know. I'll definitely give it a substantial chop, but I probably won't go long bob again. Maybe like your length at the moment.
Okay.
Anyway. So,
hair. Check.
Then it's really important to think about tweakments, as I said. It's not important to think about tweakments if you've never thought about them before.
Yes.
Don't let this, like, coerce you into doing something that you wouldn't think about, or because we've said it, or because someone else did it.
I didn't have any Botox on my wedding day, so...
God forbid.
I know, God forbid, but I didn't. I was young.
Anywho, yeah, some of us had to wait a little bit longer, despite... falling in love at the age of 16. So I had a bit of a plan with Amy, our injector. Literally emailed her and she sort of wrote up a plan of like, this is what you need then, because then 6 months after you can add this or it'll have completely worn off by then and you can see whether you want that or not want that. You've really got to think super long term with stuff like that because, you know, Botox lasts pretty much at least 3 to sort of 6 months. Filler can last 6 months to 12 months, depending on where you're getting it, your metabolism stuff. So you've got to think about that. I got maybe it's also, I'm so sorry about the time schedule, but I got some of my treatments like 9 months out from the wedding, but now it's like a year and a bit out because the wedding moved.
Yeah.
So I got Sculptra, I think over a year ago now.
Easily.
And that was like the... almost like a vitamin C collagen boosting serum that they like inject under your skin.
Yeah.
I loved how that made my face look. It really plumped up one side of my cheek that's flatter. I really just wanted it to make one side look like my better side. Do you know what I mean? It was very much just like corrective, evening things out. That was really subtle though. And so then I ended up getting a tiny bit of filler in that cheek to like maximize it and even it out. Loved it. Felt shit hot for like 6 months when I wore a mask and stayed at home. And now it's pretty much... largely gone.
You think?
So that's a shame. I'm sure there's some in there. It's like when anytime when you have filler and you think it's all gone and the injector's like, I can literally see it in your face. But it's definitely, I'm not as symmetrical as I was at that peak stage, which was literally the day before we went into a lockdown for 6 months.
Yeah.
So that's really unfortunate use of money. Anyway. But whatever. I am not so fussed that I'm going to do it again because then things started to happen. Like I was like, it's now too close.
You know,
with between the two wedding dates, it was too much. I'm happy with my face, whatever. I did get, at that point as well, a tiny bit of lip filler, which I've had maybe 3 times in my life. So it's sort of weird. I just dabble in it. I have no qualm about my lips, but I just like...
why
sometimes,
not?
Yeah. Sometimes I just wanted it. And I also do like that it just keeps them hydrated. So I got, I think, like 0.7 of a mil.
Yeah.
And I think that was between like a little bit in my cheek, a little bit in my top lip and a tiny bit in my bottom lip. So,
and that is worth mentioning. Like if you're someone who wants lip filler for the purpose of hydrating your lips, if you're someone who's chronically dry in the lead up to your wedding, might be something to think about so that you don't have to worry about lipstick, especially if you like wearing a bright color lipstick on your wedding day, all these things.
Yeah. So that was good. I enjoyed that. And I'm sure there's still a little bit in there. I'm sure if I guzzle a lot of water and really plump them up, like they'll look maximum. But when I'm like a dehydrated little sloth, you know, can't really tell. And then I got Botox on the 20-somethingth of January.
That's your most recent?
That's my most recent.
Yep.
So I got it pretty much a full month out.
Yeah. This is good to know because my girlfriend who's getting married in February was talking to me in December about getting Botox for the first time. And I said, you cannot. It's now too soon. I said, you can go this week and you can like get a small amount. And if you need more, get a little bit more.
Yeah.
But you can't go somewhere where you don't trust. That's the other thing. If you're going to be doing these things 9 months out, if you've never been to an injector before and you don't have a referral, push that to 12 or like 13. Because you need to find the right person who's going to make you look good. Because I had another girlfriend who saw somebody else who was a very well-regarded cosmetic injector. And he made her problem worse with Botox. So
what did she have treated?
One eyebrow raised more when she smiled than the other.
Yeah.
And so instead of, it was like instead of relaxing one side to let the other side like come up a bit more, it was like the other side got, yeah, it was all bad. Okay. It was all bad. And now it's worse. And so she has to wait for that to wear off. So
that sucks.
These are the things you need to be mindful of.
Exactly. The good thing about filler is you can get it dissolved. So Botox, you've got to wait for that shit to stop. And there are risks. You can get like droopy eye, et cetera, et cetera. So like you want to make sure that that is probably going to have relaxed by the time you get it if you are that 0.01% person that gets that.
Yeah, yeah.
But filler you can get dissolved. So if you're like 4 months out, 3 months out, you get some filler and you hate it, you still have window for dissolve and then getting back to normal.
Yes.
So it's okay. We like that about filler. It's reversible.
Yes. Also, don't book your Botox and then go and get a relaxing massage in the, you know, 2 months before your wedding because you can't lie on your face after you get Botox in your face.
For like days. At least 5 days.
Yeah.
You'll move the toxins into your eyes and then you will be droopy.
Which is Lisa and my fear every time we get Botox.
Even when we're removing our makeup. Yeah. Like fairy hands.
Yeah.
So yeah, I actually have had over a year and a half, a couple of treatments to my face and they've all accumulated to like hardly anything, which is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, you really don't have, looking at you now, do a raise. Yeah.
Nostrils just flare.
It's all no. You get a little...
I get a little bit of elevation.
A little widen.
Yeah. And no frown.
No frown. Perfect.
It's exactly what I need.
Yeah.
Now, 3 to 6 months out.
Yeah, getting close.
Lasers.
Oh.
I feel like when it's at 6 months, you have that joy of my wedding is soon, but also my wedding is far enough away that I'm not doing any planning.
Not all lasers. Not pigment laser. You can't do that 6 months out, can you?
Depending.
Okay, yeah. Speak to someone.
But yeah, speak to your either previous person or if you have a different person for your lasers, go for it.
Yeah.
So I got, I want to say it was around 3 months out, started getting the lasers, the laser beams for my veins and cherries, etc.
Yep.
These can sometimes require multiple treatments.
Yes.
So when I say 3 months, I actually think I did like 2 months and I had to cram mine in.
Mm.
It would be great to do 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 months so that you can get them treated, see if you need to go back once or twice. I had a bunch of cherry angiomas on my body treated, on my face. I had a bunch of burst blood vessels on my face treated and on my
legs
a little bit, which haven't really worked that well because you need multiple treatments.
Yeah.
If you've got some weird qualm about your varicose veins, like I sort of do, and for some reason you're wearing a short dress and they're on show,
yeah,
definitely you need multiple treatments of those, so get thinking about them. But also maybe just do a spray tan and they sort of disguise.
100%. Yeah. And also if you're wearing a wedding dress, more often than not, they're long. So
yeah. So I saw Tegan Mac Skin.
Yeah.
I should have mentioned our injector is Amy at Eltham Cosmetic Clinic, but she's got a bunch of other great girls under her as well.
Yes.
Tegan Mac was fab. And my cherries are like totally gone. Love. I've always had a weird qualm about it. And it's all flat and gone.
Completely gone.
Yeah. But that took at least 2.5 weeks to fully dissolve, so you do need some time up your sleeve. And that was my second zapping. Interesting. Oh, I also made a note of hair. If you need some sort of shaping, like I had to get front bits sort of cut in, trial that like 6 months out so that you can let it grow out if you actually hate the way that shapes your face.
Also, do your hair trials if you're doing updos or waves now, because if you need extensions to help hold the style, you're going to have to order them in. You might need to color them to your hair. You may need to go back for a second hair trial to check if they work.
Jesus.
These are other things.
Yep. My extensions came in like 3 days in peak COVID from America and it was fabulous. What? And I am not wearing them. So if anyone has my exact hair color. Speaking of hair trial, I did mine about 1.5 years out. Lol, it was for... It was early for October and then we rescheduled. So
yeah.
makeup trial. This is coming from Lisa Mort's Makeup rather than Lisa Mort's the podcast host. I would say try do within 2 months of your date.
Well, that's very soon. We would have done my makeup trial 6 months out plus.
I know, you're so excited. It depends. So some people will do it for their engagement. Like if you don't know what makeup artist you're going to pick, then perhaps you do a trial and then you confirm, yes, I do want you. Can I book you for my wedding date?
Yeah.
If you know what makeup artist you want, then you've probably paid a deposit, they're secured, and then you book it.
Yeah.
thing in later. I do a lot of my trials for hens before hens.
Yeah.
Like a kitchen tea or something, whatever the fuck they are. I'm always like, oh, fabulous. Don't know what that is. Now, I say within 2 months, it doesn't really matter. Mm. It could be like maybe up to six, but your skin might change with the weather or with hormones or whatever. It's really important. Some, not that I condone it, but some people start shredding for the wedding and then their body weight drops and then like their hormones and their body drops and you get acne or you don't get acne because you're eating better and like it's different.
Your or skin can some change. People come off the pill in anticipation yes, for getting for pregnant bebe. On the honeymoon.
Some people randomly get Crohn's before their wedding.
I don't know anyone who's done that.
No. It was one time, Lisa. One time. So yeah, I also think it's nice to have, well, to try in sort of similar weather in case you're like a huge sweater or you get really dry in winter or whatever.
Yeah.
And also to have some rapport with the artist so that like when you turn up, you remember them. Because also keep in mind, like if I'm doing someone pretty much every Friday and every Saturday and I've done your trial 6 months ago, I may or may not, depending on how the trial goes, have forgotten who you are, what like who your bridesmaids are, that you told me that your mum and your dad don't talk, but they're both there or, you know, things like that. It's nice to just like remember them and like make have that easy. Rapport. Yeah. So I think maybe, 2 months to 3 months, 4 to 6 weeks out.
Yep.
Top up
treatments. This is getting very soon. I'm feeling stressed for your wedding, like thinking that you're planning for things 4 to 6 weeks out, but it's already happened now. So it's fine.
Yeah, it's past. Top up treatments. Treatments. Baby Botox. Baby Botox. A smidge of filler to correct whatever was lopsided. Whatever you want, really important to get your Botox at least 2 weeks minimum before the wedding. We've talked about this. Minimum. I mean, that is the minimum because it takes time to settle. And if you got it 1 week and a half out, it may still be in the fact that it's hit the left but not the right.
That's it.
And you're deformed.
Every time I get Botox, it takes you by surprise. And I've had it multiple times now where you go, things seem to be not quite right up until that 2 week mark, and then you're just like
on the 14th day you're like, oh god, I'm normal. So really, really important. Also, that initial week or 2 weeks or maybe even 3 weeks, you have the Shino Ball forehead where it's like so freshly relaxed that it's not oil. You can powder it all you want. It's the fact that it's so light reflective because it's so smooth. It's like a polished copper sphere.
Yes.
That you can't dull that shine. And I've done brides where they're like, can I have more powder in my T-zone? And I'm like, I can't. There's light reflection. It's not shine. It's the way the sun beams on a spherical surface.
Wow. Like, I can't help it. So, imagine having a forehead that shiny.
Yeah.
I mean, radiant. I mean, beaming.
It happens. You just have that flat forehead. And big foreheads are good, but sometimes it can make your forehead just look like an expansive, shiny dome. Don't get it too soon. If you're going to get it too soon, just don't get it.
Yeah.
Some movement is fine.
Yes.
Shino ball, no bueno.
You'll regret the Shino ball.
Yeah, because you'll all look back and be like, oh, that was when Botox was really cool and Kim K was in and everyone had lip filler and you'll just feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
We have to lie about our children that we didn't get anything done. I said I typically would recommend maybe getting 75% of your normal dose. So I normally go like quite a full forehead freeze, but I wanted some movement so that from side views and candid shots and stuff, I don't have like cheeks and nose wrinkling and stuff, but forehead oddly still.
Flat. Yeah.
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 2.5 weeks out for me, brows. I understand that some might be more like closer to 1 week.
Yeah.
I got a brow lamb, and for me, the first 4 days of brow lamb, I look like I'm on a Star Trek like mission. I don't know what they do, but they really, really stuck to my forehead.
Yeah.
So they need to soften, and I didn't want them to look too like trendy, but I do want them to go in the direction that I brush them.
Yeah.
So I saw Jamie from Brow House. Of course, she plucked my brows a little bit, and then I'm just going to pluck the monobrow. Like I'm kind of growing that out to get them before the day. If you're waxing and you're quite hairy, like you're probably going to have to do like a week before, or maybe you do 2 weeks if you're prone to breakouts and then you just tweeze any strays because you've just got to be careful about like makeup sticking well.
That's
and
it.
Any breakouts from threading or waxing. You know your face.
I can't stress enough though, if you've never waxed your brows, don't decide to go and get them done before your wedding a week before, because you're right, like, or days before, the wax takes away the ability for the makeup to stick to your face. And the amount of people whose makeup I've done who've had a brow wax before an event, if you have spray tanned as well and you need me to make you darker, there's nothing we can do.
Nothing. be careful with your brows. Facials. If you're doing a clinic style facial, I'd be doing this 3 to 4 weeks out. Like a Liberty Bell, like some sort of like dermabrasion or like kind of lasery, sonic-y, whatever.
Yeah.
Because often there's like a mild amount of like downtime where you're maybe a bit dry or...
a bit pimply afterwards. Yeah,
or you've had extractions and you need them to heal or you have a little bit of a breakout, whatever. Yeah. If you're doing more of a relaxing facial, like...
a little company one.
A little company, maybe Beauty Space, etc., where it's products that you probably know and have used and you go there all the time, I think within a week is okay.
Yeah.
Particularly if you've been there before and you know the products, because that is like, you're on your annual leave, you've got a really stressful time, and this is a bit of you time, which I think is really important.
Yeah.
I had my me time last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I did. You kept saying, I can't tell you. Can't wait to discuss on the pod.
Yes. Yeah. So I thought you got a facial.
No. I haven't. I'm. It's two in my face. I'm like, so, it's, guys, I'm a COVID bride. Give me a break. But I did take the risk for a lymphatic drainage from the Botox method. I talked about her in a couple of pods episodes ago.
Yeah.
I saw Ava Matthews post about it and I was like, yes. And guys, it was top shit.
So it was a lymphatic drainage massage, right?
Yes, correct.
And did she come here?
No.
Ah.
I went. She's in Beaumaris. So I drove to Beaumaris. Now, the best thing about this is I've had lymphatic drainage before about 3 times. It was recommended from my vein specialist because I had lymphedema, which is much, much better now that I've changed pills. But I used to chronically swell, like to the point that it was like worrying. I had to wear full length compression all the time. It was a fucking nightmare. Way better, but still a lymphy, swelly person. My drainage isn't great and I've got dodgy veins, so like they go hand in hand. Oh, but the thing is, when I used to get my lymphatic drainage massages, they were done on a rented bed in like a yoga studio, like kind of clinic-y room. And I'd sit there and we'd talk about what I had at uni that day and it was done with baby powder and it was like how you'd get a physio treatment, really.
Not sexy, not relaxing. Not
sexy, but like still oddly expensive. And it worked. Mm. And because my severity was so bad, I saw the improvements.
Yeah.
Like I was like genuinely like 1.5 to 2 kilos lighter after like peeing everything out. It was great.
Wow. Have you ever felt sick after them?
Well, I was a little bit sick after this one, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I had a pretty whopper headache.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's so which is not
super usual, but I've also been like eating like very clean. I think my body was just like in a bit of shock, really. It was like, what is going on?
And how does it, how did it work? How does it feel?
So this time you get in and B does like a full explanation. And I think I'm going to ask her if she can come on the pod for like a interview or like a
breakdown
episode, because the way she described like the lymph system and her analogies and stuff just make so much sense. So she started by dry body brushing upper body like into your heart. Lymph.
Yeah.
Like into your lymph nodes in the armpits.
Yeah.
My other lady used to like randomly pulsate my armpits before she started because you kind of got to like warm activate up the nodes, them. Right?
Wow.
And so she did that and then you take your body brush home and you bring that to like subsequent appointments with B.
You have a body brush now?
Yes. Oh, fun. Yes. And she talks about no one's going to do their whole body, make this achievable. Do like, you know, 60 seconds, 30 seconds on each arm.
Yep.
Get in the shower. Like just do a little bit because your body's going to remember.
She
only recommends
the upper part or just do legs and everything as well? Yeah.
You can do legs and everything, but she just thinks that like you're not going to spend 5 minutes dry body brushing every day. But if you spend 30 seconds to a minute by the end of the week, you've done it once as opposed to doing it
nonce. Yeah. Yep.
So that was great. Good pep talk. Then she's like, I'm going to change the music. And she said to me, and I'm so glad she did, if you need to pee, don't worry. Some people do it 3, 4, 5 times during the session. Because she told me, drink water like it's going out of fashion beforehand. Yeah. And she made a analogy sort of like, you know, the lymph is your guttering and you're trying to clear it out. But how do you clear it out better? You high pressure hose it. So let's get all of that water in so that that can move the lymph out. And so I, the day before, had, you know, 3.5 liters of water. I went at 11 and I'd already had 3 liters of water before I went at 11. And as someone who normally drinks my own saliva as sustenance, this was insane. So I turned up and I was like, hello, can I pee? And then I peed twice in the massage.
Wow. In how long did the massage take?
I did 2 hours. Pardon me.
That's incredible. Did you have headphones in or you just lay there?
No, she had beautiful like whale sounds and like soft music and we listened to my bowels churn.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Oh, it was lovely. I was like almost dozing off. And this is the thing. It was like super relaxing, but with all of the same medical principles. It was two worlds combined.
Wow.
And then she also does a bit of sort of like shaping. So she does the lymphatic, but she also kind of like, you know, you can feel her dragging your waist in and trying to like shape the body and like perk up, you know, perk up the bum. And like she did a little bit of like,
every day. Yeah.
You know, like pushing the skin and stuff. Whereas it was literally stroking if you just do lymphatic. So she did all of the lymph and then did some sort of, I don't know, probably
contouring.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she's like combining methods. And I went out, like I went home and I was just like, because I was in that stage where my head could have dropped and done a little like snooze, but I just kept pulling myself out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was lovely. So if you're in Melbourne, strong recommend if you have any like vein issues or lymphy issues or like you know that
you
standing
hold water.
At an event you hold water. Yeah. Oh my God, it was so good. I'm going to go back next week for a 1 hour. She's like, hour of power. We've done the draining. Now it's like let's pump out any last bit.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going back before the wedding again?
Yeah. So I'm going back, I think, on Tuesday. My wedding's on the Friday.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. But she did say, don't go too close to the wedding because sometimes, I think she said sometimes you can feel a bit weepy.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if she said that, but like a bit, it can just make you like a bit emotional or I was a bit headachy probably because I drank more water than I'd ever experienced in my life and then excreted it out so much.
Okay, great. And that takes us to your wedding. No, it doesn't.
Wedding
spray
week,
tan.
Yeah.
Wedding
this
week.
This is what I've got. And I wanted to ask you, tan nails debacle. Like I have to go get my toenails done, theoretically, if it wasn't a COVID world and I wasn't scared of the nail salon.
Mm.
I've got to go and get my feet scrubbed before I get a tan because I can't get my feet soaked.
No, not after. No, absolutely
after.
Not.
Exactly.
No.
So, but like theoretically you're thinking you're going to get your nails done like the day or two before, but you can't because that's your tan. So well, you need to get your nails done like 3 days before at least your feet. And then you've got to go back for a separate.
Otherwise you go and get your pedi done.
Yeah.
And then you get only your nails painted the day after your spray tan or after your
perhaps
spray
tan. Perhaps you get a nail shaping and the soak then and then just get them S&S'd or painted after.
Yeah.
So you actually need to do nails before tan. I think that a lot of people don't think about that. They get their tan and then think, oh, I need to do my nails. And then you can't soak your toots.
No, yeah, no.
So I'm just going to have to, I mean, mine is less of a soaking issue, more of a cutting off
the excess
skin.
Yeah, and that's it. If you're not worrying about cutting off the excess skin, especially if you're a regular pedier.
Yeah, must be nice.
Yeah. Then it doesn't matter. It's not like the fake tan's going to ruin your nail polish.
Yeah.
Because you can wipe it off. Worst case scenario, let's say you have white nails.
Yeah.
For your wedding day on your fingers and toes. Take with you to your spray tan appointment a little alcohol wipe or something similar. And as soon as you've had your spray done, just do a little once over.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. But they shouldn't be tanning your hands that hard anyway. They should be misting from a distance and then like brushing in. So should be fine anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. But definitely you've got to think about that.
Yeah.
Nails before tan.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it. Obviously, I'll talk about Alex Ash is going to do my nails. I'm not sure if you've heard of her. She's an excellent nail artist. I've had her done once before.
At Alex Ash on Instagram.
And my tan will be done by Janet from
Spray Tan Born. Tan and Beauty Lounge.
Not that. Tan and Beauty Lounge. Yeah. She's now in Q East. And she's like genuinely the only person that I've had my tan since I was about 20.
She did Steph Claire Smith and Laura Henschel's tans for their weddings. Yeah. So that's how you know she's good. But genuinely, she's actually just a bloody lovely person too.
Yes, she's so lovely.
Yeah.
And
that's the prep. That's a good amount of prep. A normal amount of prep.
Apart from all the injectables, I would say it's, and lasers, I would say you could start it thinking about hair, nails, tan, maybe a massage or a facial or something to treat yourself.
Yeah. Two or three things that I would say we haven't maybe spoken about is the spray tan in the beginning. So finding the right spray tan color, tone, spray tan person, all that kind of stuff is a bit of a faff.
Also, do a spray tan trial. Also, do your spray tan trial before your makeup trial. Because the number of times I
and
do
not on the same day. No, not on the same day.
You've got to do it beforehand. 1 or 2 days at least.
Yeah.
The number of fair maidens that come and go, I won't be this white on my wedding day, but I won't be tanned. And it's sort of okay because I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to like
pack a few. Yeah.
I'll do you dark. But if they're using that for like their hens or something,
yeah,
I can't make their face whatever. Like, if it's winter and they're wearing a turtleneck, I'm like, okay, let's make your face the color that it will be on the wedding day, and we'll just laugh about the fact that you're white underneath.
Yeah.
But if you got to go somewhere and you haven't got that tan or whatever, I need to match it to your body.
Yeah.
Then the eyeshadow or whatever may look entirely different.
Yeah.
You might need a peachier blush rather than a pink blush on the day. Your lip color can look different. Everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, yeah, don't get the spray tan the same day that you're getting your makeup done, or don't get your spray tan the day before. Go and get your makeup and say, it's still developing and I'm going to wash off the guide color / bronzer when I get home and not get my face wet. No, all of these things make you a different color.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't spray tan your face. I don't care what the spray tan people tell you. Don't do it.
Okay, well, I say one light mist. I get Janet to spray tan my face.
Janet is the exception.
Okay, which is really good. It's like the spray tan person must be standing at least 2 steps back, and they need to go tss, tss.
That's it.
Like you'd missed a facial mist. Please don't go too dark on your face. It's best to not have it, but Janet nails it because you just have that slight less bit of white glowing through.
It also just, and it depends on your skin color. As someone who is very fair, who doesn't tan, who can't go a green-based tanning solution. If I put a green-based tanning solution on my face, Princess Fiona. Looks ashy. Like, I cannot put a golden foundation over the top.
Yeah.
It throws out my color balance like you would not believe. So definitely start considering your spray tan long before your wedding as well.
Yes, and don't be afraid to try a few places and see what you prefer. Yes. Don't do one and go, okay, but we'll do lighter on the day. No.
No.
Go and do lighter on the day and then do that on the day. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's no, like, we'll just do one step lighter because what's a step?
Do you define it's a step? It's often not a step. It's a different spray tan solution. Yeah. So you need to go and try it.
Absolutely. And in saying that, I personally prefer... Like, I like a Thursday tan for a Saturday
wedding,
I like 3 showers. That's when it's super natural on me. 2 is fine. 3 is okay. I always look a bit shit after 1. It's like it's almost still on you.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting married on a Friday, Janet normally works Thursdays because that's tan day. So I've gone in 9 a.m. So I will wash that night at like 10 p.m. And then the next morning. So I'll have 2 showers. So that will be okay.
Yeah.
But think about it in terms of showers rather than days, because that will be enough time for me because I'll have showered twice.
Yes. Yeah. Other things to think about, which maybe we haven't touched on, I would say could be acne treatment. If you are someone who's, struggled with acne your whole life and you want to try and get that in check before your big day.
I would say find a place that does like red light therapy or something that is near your place of work where you can pop, because they're often like 5 to 10 minute treatments where you can pop in your lunch break and just do something like that, because that can do wonders, but it's somewhere where you need to do routinely. So if you work in Richmond but you live out in the sticks, you're not going to drive in to the city or whatever to go get those treatments. Do it in your lunch break.
But also you can't do it with makeup on, so don't do it if you wear makeup to work and then you go on
or go
break.
After yeah go whatever after work, but like plan it around where where you're gonna be rather than like traveling in, because those are annoying treatments that you need to do regularly. Alternatively, you may want to splurge on a Spectralite or something, or
to
one
do
of
it
those
at home. Yeah,
masks that you can buy, they're everywhere now.
Yeah, if you're considering an Accutane ish 2 years
yeah,
it's the first thing you're going to think about.
Yeah.
And if you have scarring or hyperpigmentation, things like that, I would say it's probably also something you want to address pretty early on in the... Yeah.
The day after you get engaged.
Yeah, before.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the main question that people are going to have is, I want to try lip filler or Botox. How soon before my wedding should I do it? So to reiterate with that, your Botox, try it 6 months before.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
And your filler, as soon as you can, a year out. Plus, so that you can have it topped up. You can always top things up, and with filler you can dissolve, but it's just, I think a lot of people feel the pressure to try things
for
a
wedding. Yeah, the closer they get.
Right?
Yeah.
But you need to check that you like them.
That's it. Also, try it early and get it out of the way so that you can scratch the itch and then go, I've tried it.
I looked ridiculous
fine.
Then.
Or,
yes.
Yeah. Or like, it was fine, but it didn't really make that much of a difference to me and I feel fine now. Like, scratch the itch early for the love of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's everything.
Yeah.
If we've missed something and you've got questions.
Teeth treatment.
Oh my gosh, I got my teeth whitened in the... I think 2 weeks before the wedding.
Okay.
Chronic coffee drinkers out there, get your teeth whitened. It changes your life.
Did you feel so hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew and I look like Barbie and Ken with our teeth whitening.
I wish I got my teeth whitened. What have I done? also you got Invisalign and stuff. Like that, I like, did. Oh my gosh. On the engagement day, go and book a dentist appointment.
Fuck, I forgot about that. Don't believe them when they say that your Invisalign is going to take 9 months. It's not. Add weeks, add months.
Yeah.
You need to make sure you don't have buttons on your teeth by the time the wedding comes around.
Yes. Otherwise, you have to go in like 2 days before your wedding, have the buttons zapped off, get married, and then get your buttons put back on.
Yeah.
I've known so many brides that have had to do that.
That's it.
Yeah.
And yeah, for teeth whitening, I would strongly recommend start, like if you're not a chronic coffee drinker and you don't really care that much about how your teeth look, start with something like a gem whitening pen.
I did buy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if that's not quite enough, move on to your white strips. I actually tried the High Smile Pap white strips because I got a sample of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a better shape than the Oral-B or the Crest white strips. The bottom one like is shaped so that you can actually fold it over your bottom teeth without there being this like flappy... wet.
It's all stuck on like the lingual frenulum. It's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. So much better. So that was good. Yeah. Go to white strips. If white strips still aren't doing it, then you can consider a more intense like actual whitening peroxide treatment.
Trays from your dentist. And then the next step up from that is in-chair whitening, which may cause your teeth to crumble.
Yeah. It's very painful.
Yeah.
I had in-chair whitening done, but not, but it was by like someone who used to be a dentist who like did it at her house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh my God. I want to go tomorrow.
There's actually a lot of places that I can't remember the names of them now, but I follow them on Instagram. So if you want to know, slide into my DMs and I'll send them to you. They do whitening, like almost like parties, and they bring the chairs and the whitening things to your house. Oh, and if you have more than two people that want to get their teeth whitened, they'll come to you, do it in your home. You all get a discount for all doing it together.
That's so fun. Why did we not discuss this earlier? Because my teeth will fall out. They really will. They're so sensitive.
Also, they're fine. You don't yellow your teeth.
Yeah, I guess.
Like me. Red wine and coffee drinker. Oh, yeah. I'm awful to myself. Yeah.
I did work on getting my fake tooth inserted before the wedding.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That was good. We've all had some shit dental stories.
I don't know that you've ever told anyone that on the
pod. No, I think I did. I think I talked about the fact that I was missing a tooth for a while there and just had a screw. That was really fun.
I forgot the screw I had to take.
Yeah. And yeah, I had to take. And then also it was like mid-lockdown. And so I was like, I'm going to be stuck with the screw.
That I could go on my wedding day. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. I think that like top to toe, other than like any form of like
reconstructive
reconstructive surgery or odd like shaping body things, like
we're not your peeps for that.
We're not your peeps for that. Look how you look. You'll look great.
Yeah. Buy a dress that makes you feel your best is the words of advice there.
Yes.
Yeah. If you are getting married and you want to chat about it, like we'll chat. Love to. Lisa's on her honeymoon right now. She'd love to talk to you about your prep.
Love to chat. And yeah, well, I'm sure you've seen photos and shit anyway, and I'm sure it was the best day ever.
Yay.
Thank you for listening.
I don't even know how to end this. I'm like, no, hope you're having fun.
Yeah. Hope you had fun without us. And
it's actually dark in here right now. Like Lisa and I are now sitting in a dark room.
Okay. Thank you. See you later.
See you next week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.